This is BSS Carolinas, live from Charlotte, North Carolina. We are proudly sponsored by Attitude Broadcasting with your host, Rocky. The next one said J.J. Barea. I was like, what? What J.J. Barea get a player of the week? Go up to number four, a serviceable player. Fitzpatrick. I'm going to say Summit Foundation. Jason Garrett. Mr. 315.
The Cowboys. Wait a minute. Jason Garrett's the coach for Dallas?
I'm going to have a name.
Jesus Shuttlesworth. Don't give him a pass on that suit either and that hat. Tom Brady.
Probably the best.
And Big Shot.
And ain't nobody fresher on than Mason Martin Margiela.
Yeah. Tom Brady. Global losers. Dude. Yeah. Gotta show them love while you can. The doo-doo Browns get their first win of the season.
Bill Belichick. He got game.
Be Reggie Langford. Who the hell is this running back?
Cowboys.
They holding up to six, baby. This segment is sponsored by Cody Zeller.
You're listening to BSS Carolinas.
Welcome to BSS Carolinas on Stitcher, Spreaker, iTunes, iHeartRadio. Welcome to today's NC State show that we're going to call it. No. Dude, we got to get ready for South Carolina.
Glorious. No, I won't give in. I won't give in till I'm victorious. And I will defend. I will defend.
Of course, I am Rocky. Join me today on today's show, as every week, is the one and the only B3 exponent.
Live from the campus of the Connecticut School of Broadcasting,
where you can make all your dreams come true.
1-800-TV-RADIO, GoCSB.com, and sponsored by the Attitude Broadcasting Company.
Put Attitude in broadcasting.
With the new ABC.
Sorry, I thought you was getting ready to say that part. So I stopped. I'm trying to help you out there. And, of course, you know, he's here beside us as well is
the styling, profiling, limousine riding, jet flying, kiss stealing, wheeling and dealing, son of a woo, Mr. 315 in the building.
Absolutely. He is here. And oh, I got a story to share with you on that here in a second. We'll get to that. But, of course, as always, beside me today is Smoochie.
Free Zeke.
Absolutely.
You didn't do it. And I am officially for the CSB League. I am open to all reasonable trades.
All right, let's talk after.
Watching the wrestling show yesterday, mentioned your man Bobby Roode. You didn't get back to me on the show yesterday.
I did.
So I think I might. I lost. The broadcast got interrupted. But Bobby Roode is nothing but a swagger jacker. Take no, your not. Ass back somewhere else. Trying to be Ric Flair. Hold coming to
I've
the ring.
I've been kind of noticing that. I didn't want to say nothing.
In the room.
I didn't want to say nothing.
Trying to turn his back. And I was like, who, who is this swagger jacker?
No. First of all, Ric Flair never turned his back around and did
right?
like that.
He
like
always twirled and showed the back of the room with the Nature Boy on it.
But if you watch Rude compared to Ric Flair, there's a difference. But
yeah,
saying
Rick
that
was
yesterday,
blonde and
no,
has
there's
shortcut.
No, watch it. There's a difference between the two entrances. But if you go and watch Rick Rude, Bobby Rude is a mixture of Rick Rude and Rick.
Yeah, yeah,
that's what he is. I mean, everybody knows that he's always been that way, and it's fine. I mean, and everybody look what has Charlotte Flair been doing since she came in WWE. She's basically being Rick.
That's his daughter.
It doesn't matter who it is. You don't.
She has the genes. This dude is just a copycat.
No,
he's a
not.
Cheap imitation.
He is not a cheap first.
He's a cheap imitation.
Nothing about Rick, about Bobby Roode. I keep saying it. Nothing is a cheap imitation of Bobby Roode. All right.
Okay.
He is glorious.
I got
Stop
this
hating.
Question. Wasn't Bobby Roode used to be Matt Morgan?
No. Matt Morgan is a little bit taller than he is. Yeah, Matt Morgan is actually 5 inches more on him. 4 inches. Because he's like 6'11".
Wow.
Matt Morgan is.
I swear they looked alike.
No, they do because he dyed his hair. Stop hating the glorious one.
And he kind of looks like what's my guy?
He looks like Rick Rude in the face, kind of.
The guy that's with The Miz right now.
Don't say Bo Dallas or no. Curtis Axel.
Curtis Axel. He looks just like Curtis Axel. No, that's his freaking doppelganger.
You're out
what?
Your freaking mind.
Facial.
They look nothing alike.
Haircut. He even jacked Curtis Axel's look.
Oh, my gosh.
Rick Flair's style.
Stop the hating.
Stop the hating.
Love the song, though. Stop the kid the is intense, but come
stop
on,
the hating. Oh my gosh, man.
You got a dope God. Intro. I got to admit. That's a
that Yeah, the song is awesome. The song is awesome, but I was like, what?
I'm glad he's getting his opportunity.
He looks nothing like
he
that.
Looks like
no, he does Kurt not. He does not look like Kurt Saxon. Stop it.
He does kind of mimic the haircut.
Oh and the gosh. Goatee right. and the right. beard.
We're moving on because that was moronic.
No, no. Bobby Roode's a little bit more crisp. Got the crisp. Okay.
Yeah, no, he's cleaner cut.
Yeah. Know?
But anyway, moving. What was my wrestling thing I was going to mention to you now that I had that? Oh, so I got to get QCB on the show because I talked to him a couple weeks ago. And he said that, because he does a lot of the promotional stuff when he was at WFNZ.
Mm-hmm.
And Ric Flair would come by and everything.
Mm-hmm.
Ric Flair asked him to go out and, go out with him and drink and whatever. And he turned him down. Because he was, I don't know what was going on. Because he's married at the time. And if you're married, you go out with Ric Flair, you might as well get a divorce.
Yep.
But I was like, Q, how do you not go out with Ric Flair? I don't care. If Ric Flair said right now, Summit, let's go. I'm like, all right, I'll call my wife when I get home.
Like, the women can be around doesn't mean you have to go damn disrespect your marriage, dog.
You're out with Ric Flair.
Well, no, he has something else to do. I can't remember exactly. I'm just saying, that's what he told me. I was like, dude, you got to go.
I can never turn down an invitation from Nate. Right.
Is there a WWE star now that called you and say, hey, let's go hang out? Who you going to hang out with?
No, look, it'll be
like whatever. If one of my heroes, if Triple H called me up and said,
let's pedigree exponent, somebody.
Exactly. I'm down. Let's go. Let's ride. You want to come to this NXT event? Hell yes. Game. The game.
It has to be Ric Flair for me. I've seen Ric Flair in person.
Me too. I've seen him a few times too.
At Skyline Diner, right off South Boulevard.
Yep.
And when I tell you, like, I was in awe. Like, the man lived it.
He was him.
It was him.
So everybody's Ric Flair, right?
Yeah. And shout out to Ric Flair, too, making his miraculous recovery.
We knew he would. That dude is a fighter, man.
Yeah.
Because, boy, I'd have got all in 2017's ass had we
Yeah, because it was looking bad.
Yeah, man.
But, I had to ask that. Ric Flair, wow, I'm trying to think of somebody else today, man.
No, man. It's just like Ric Flair. He's the only wrestler that literally lived his persona, like his wrestling personality.
Piper did.
Piper.
Piper lived his because he was, man.
Shawn Michaels did too.
Yeah, well,
it wasn't like
Shawn Michaels did Shawn was smashing the industry chicks. Shawn was smashing the company chicks.
After he betrayed Marty Jannetty,
kicked him through the window.
You know what's funny? Way back in the Rockers, I'm talking about AWA. I always thought Marty Jannetty was the better one.
He was the better
one. I thought Marty Jannetty was the better one.
But HBK was more entertaining.
HBK was like the chubby one trying to get. I was like, I like Marty Jannetty the best out of the two at the time, for the Rockers.
I got a story later for you. You won't like Marty Jannetty after I tell
you. Oh, boy.
Oh, gosh.
And I got a story for you, too.
All right.
Well, for everybody. We'll talk about that later, but when Shawn Michaels got his ass kicked in Syracuse.
All right. You can share that one. But, let's get – as a matter of fact, we'll go ahead and get into it since we kind of are talking about it now. Mr. 315 segment of the week.
I love Nate, but pretty much my favorite wrestler of all time right here.
The worst Canadian ever.
My favorite part right here.
Mr. 315.
My favorite part right
hot
here.
Hot corner, hot tag of the week. I figured you would.
Yeah, all right. Like
what you got?
All right, hot corner of the week for the WWE. Monday Night Raw. Let's get right into it. Probably the best promo I've seen this year in WWE with Roman Reigns and John Cena. When they were going back and forth on one being a part-time wrestler, John Cena said he can do it part-time, but the Reigns can do it full-time. I mean, they were going back and forth, and I loved it. And the thing I like the best about it, they're two of the most kind of hated wrestlers in the world today, but the crowd didn't know how to react. They was like, they didn't know what to do with those two.
I think they like Cena more than they like Roman
Reigns.
Yeah,
that's what I was getting, but just by a little, though. But I love the barbs they were throwing back and forth to each other, man. That was one of the best promos I've seen in a long time.
I hope Roman Reigns beats the snot out of John Cena. Really? Hits him with the Superman punch and spears that dude.
Honestly, I think Reigns is going to job to him.
I hope so. Let me tell you why. Listen, Reigns sucked at that promo, dude. How did anybody enjoy that promo? He messed up three times during the promo. He looked shy. You know the big difference is, and I talked about yesterday on Wrestling Attitude, which you can catch every Wednesday at 5:30. We're watching it. I'm watching it, and there's no emotion from Roman Reigns.
You kind of felt it from Cena, though.
You feel it from when Cena does a promo with passion.
Yeah.
You feel it, and you can feel that passion coming off him. Reigns, every week, it's like paint drying. It's like, it's so scripted for him, it feels like.
Man. That's his persona, though. He's too cool for school, you know?
He's not too cool for school. He's not going to show emotion. It's boring. It's sad. He can't cut a promo.
And it's funny.
Everything Cena said is 100% correct.
Yeah, true. Because Cena had to even tell him, like, hey, man, look, man, you got to step it up, man. This is your promo.
Yeah, he said, I wouldn't have to be part-time. If you could do it full-time.
Yeah, if you handle your business doing it full-time, right.
And he's 100% right.
Yeah.
I want this new version of Hulkamania to die already, man.
No, Cena, I want to go away. But you know what? I don't stop forcing Roman Reigns to be that guy. It needs to be a collection of people. Him, Dean Ambrose, Seth Rollins needs to be the collection to push his company forward. Not just Roman Reigns. It should be about the crew.
And I admit he was forced down our throats pretty fast.
Because during the Attitude Era, say what you want, it wasn't forced Rock.
Right.
Rock kind of took it.
Right.
But it was Rock, Triple H, Stone Cold took that and pushed it. Undertaker as well. But they pushed it as a group. You can't have just one person say, this is going to be the face of the company for 10 years. Not like during the John Cena era for the last 10 years. And he's right. The last 5 years, he's not main event at WrestleMania.
Yeah.
So it's not like he's pushed everybody down because he did U.S. Open Challenge and everything else.
And he bought credibility back to that U.S. title. I'll admit that, absolutely, doing that U.S. Open Challenge. So
it's no real, like, face of the WWE now.
Yeah, it's Roman Reigns.
Yeah, they're.
I mean, right now it's got to be Roman Reigns.
But,
like, and they're pushing the momentum of him beating the Undertaker.
Right.
Retiring the Undertaker. So they have to kind of stick with him.
And the fans hate that. Like, they always hated Roman Reigns, but when he beat the Undertaker
end of his career.
Oh man. Yeah.
Out of all people, he had Triple H 2 years in a row. No, it was 2 years.
He was in the main event.
Shawn Michaels.
Yeah, Shawn Michaels 2 years in a row, and he had Triple H 2 out of 3 years.
He's been in the main event 3 straight years. All right, Roman Reigns has. That is a problem.
Yeah.
I just, you know, you have other people that should be in that main event.
They haven't handed him the belt, though. So
Samoa really had Joe.
He's a four-time champion 1 year. Yep. He got hurt, supposedly.
Joe got hurt?
Yeah, knee.
Samoa Joe, man.
Yeah. Samoa Joe, you got Strowman, you got Kevin Owens.
Strowman
Williams.
Is going to win the title.
No, he should.
I think he's going to win the title. I think it's him and Nia Jax show the dominant athletes on Raw are going to have a belt.
Tamina. I like that. I like that Strowman-Lesnar feud. Me too. I like
that. Because you got Strowman looking strong so far.
Strowman, he makes Brock Lesnar look small. Yeah.
Strowman is the best big guy since Big Show.
I mean, he's agile.
He's agile. He can move.
And he's powerful.
If you remember the Big Show when he first started, he could do drop kicks. Mm. He was jumping off the top rope.
Mm-hmm.
Strowman can do that as well.
I just like the fact that he's going to actually give Brock Lesnar a run for his money for the title.
Oh, yeah.
Another thing I had also was, are the Hardy Boys going to split now?
Yeah.
Have they had their run since the comeback as far as the tag team?
I don't think they're over.
Are we going to see broken Matt Hardy?
Oh, yeah.
Because he kind of hints it every time he starts talking out behind the microphone.
Well, they've had the, you know, with Anthem Sports, they've had the trademark thing going back and forth, so they can't use it yet, but they're starting. I think that's going away, and you know, because I think it's after 6 months or something, then they'll be able to use it. But it's going to happen. I don't know if they're split up yet. I don't think they're split up yet. Down the road, they will be.
Yeah, because
within the year,
with Jeff winning the Battle Royal Monday, going for the IC belt.
I don't know if he's going to win it though. Monday.
I just thought just the fact that
they just need a competitor for Miz, man.
Because I didn't even notice that Miz didn't even have a match at SummerSlam. IC belt was even.
He did have a match, but he didn't defend it. Yeah, at SummerSlam. And I talked about it on the show yesterday. Miz kind of bothers me because if it's not John Cena or Dean Ambrose, he does not have a good promo. Yeah. He did against Ziggler. I give him that. But he does not have good programs.
Poor Dolph Ziggler, man.
They don't know what to do with him.
Ziggler, I think he's leaving.
The rumor is he's leaving September or October, December anyway. But he should have been gone 6 months ago. No offense.
Yeah, right. They don't know what to do with
it. Well, no, listen, when you keep losing, like, for example, Bray Wyatt, you get a lot of heat, and no one cares anymore. I just don't care about Dolph Ziggler anymore.
Well, he doesn't write the script, so every time he reads the script, it's like, damn,
WWE, here's what I can't stand about fans that say he doesn't write the script. You know what? Some of these guys can't go to next level. Dolph Ziggler just cannot do it. I mean, he can't.
He was given many opportunities.
Oh, my God.
Look at the program against Nakamura. It was sad. And, yes, part of it was Nakamura is boring. But
Nakamura's dope.
His entrance is dope. That's the only thing dope about him. His entrance is badass.
You can write a good script for these guys, but they don't have the Dolph Ziggler just does not have it since he tried won the
to
belt.
Be. I think he tried his too hard to be a face, man.
Right, and he should have stayed that heel. Right, he should have stayed that heel. And
I agree with
No offense, but they have a lot of better talent that has come up since he has.
And yeah, Nakamura,
charisma. Can't speak English.
Yeah, like I hope. When is his phase going to be over?
Soon.
He's gonna win. He's gonna be the heavyweight champion of the
world. Oh no, he will. And then they gotta lose keep him alive Bobby Roode.
Because you gotta keep those Japanese fans happy. And you know the WWE. Well, is we made the
India fans
grow.
Happy. Now we gotta make Japanese fans. But happy. Then we're gonna make the glorious fans happy.
At least I like Jinder Mahal.
Oh, of course.
I like his entrance. It's dope.
He's accepted the role of being a heel, a cheating. Conniving, and it grows on you.
And you know that's the only role he can play. You ever see him being a face?
No. That's the problem.
Like, Rusev could be a face before Jinder Mahal is a face, and Rusev been crapping on the United States since he's been over here.
That is the problem with WWE. A lot of people can only be a heel. They can't be both. I mean, it's just because they don't have the charisma to be a face.
I'm starting to like the way they're doing Rusev, though. I think Rusev is starting to.
Rusev should be a champ.
He's going to take it from Jinder Mahal.
I don't think he's going to take it. I think Nakamura is going to take it, and then it will be Rusev, and then it will be Roode. So, because Roode's going to get it within a year. Because he's already 40. You got to push him fast.
Right.
And
he's in great shape to be 40.
Yeah.
He's 40?
Yeah. AJ Styles 40. Yeah, but that's why these guys, you got to get the momentum behind Styles and Roode while you can.
Yep.
Because down 4 or 5 years down the
that's
road.
That's why I thought they were going to let Joe get the title, too. Because, you know, Joe's up there
22
Joe's
years. So I'm like, he's been around for about 22 years.
No, he's been around for a long time. He's like 38, 39. And he's the same way.
Wrestlers can wrestle to about 45. They can still be competitive to about 45. Well, but after that, it's
not everybody. Shawn Michaels,
yeah.
Shawn Michaels or Triple
H. Nobody can do
Triple
that.
Triple H. They would have to do it.
I mean, The Rock only wrestled till he was what 35, 36.
Yeah. It depends on Triple H too. Like Triple H and Roman Reigns at WrestleMania 2 years ago was absolutely horrible. But you put two of the same styles together, and it just didn't work.
Two high impact, guys.
So, did you have anything else?
And one more thing. Just sad that my girl Sasha Banks lost the
Were you surprised?
I get one. And a lot of people are mad because the titles changed back and forth, especially with her. But no one complained during the Attitude Era when it was The Rock and Triple H changing that IC belt every week or every 2 weeks or every 3 weeks.
Gosh.
They would switch it back and forth. That's what they're doing now. They're trying to get some credibility to these other girls in the division, which I think is fine, and you turn Nia Jax heel.
She's going to be the next title holder.
I love how they did the Dave Bautista Randy Orton thing with Alexa Bliss and
Nia Jax. That was the only thing missing was the thumbs down.
Yeah, that was dope.
But you saw her face, and you was like,
she was coming to the ring.
I knew it was about to happen.
Yeah. She's going to drop her.
She dropped all.
But that was good, though.
And I love Alexa Bliss.
I do. She's a goddess, man.
Sasha
True
Banks.
Goddess.
She's awesome, man.
Sasha Banks, my girl, though.
The two best backsides in wrestling. I'll just say that.
But all time is Trish Stratus for me.
Oh, yeah.
Of all time.
Oh, definitely. All right. Moving on from wrestling, let's go into some other news. Thoughts and prayers, first of all, with Texas. The Houston flooding forces the Astros to play next two series next at Rays Field. J.J. Watt, let's give him credit for donating up to $10 million after raising more than $6 million in hurricane relief. The Cowboys and Texans game tonight has been canceled due to the hurricane. They're trying to get the families back to Houston. Astros partnered to donate revenue from this week's three-game series versus Rangers to Hurricane Harvey relief. Astros owner Jim Crane Ownership Group and Astros Foundation pledged to donate $4 million to relief efforts.
And you know they're getting more rain right now?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's crazy, man. It's crazy.
Yeah, yeah. Prayers up to Houston right now.
Absolutely, man.
And you see Governor Christie giving Ted Cruz the business. Like, yeah, Sandy hit us. You didn't want us to get no help. Now you crying for help, huh? Man. Funny how the tables turn.
Just everybody come together. Stop blaming one another. Just come together and help.
They need this. I think they said they had over 70,000 calls for help.
And let me give a shout out to all the people that are driving their trucks down to Houston just to help out, man. If I had a truck, I probably would do it.
If I had the revenue, I would be down in Houston trying to help too.
But, you know, they're just sending people left and right, and it's great. And ESPN today is doing a relief thing all day, so you can donate. So go to Red Cross and donate if you can.
Yeah, that's what's up, man.
Real fast, Mr. 315, we didn't get your thoughts. Mayweather says he was done after that fight. He is now 50-0, surpassing Rocky Marciano's 49-0 record. Do you think the fight should count versus McGregor should count towards his record to make it 50-0?
Yeah.
And is he the best fighter ever?
Yeah, I think it should count because McGregor called him out of retirement. And I like saying 50-0 to everybody. 50-0. I like saying that. 50-0. Is he the best fighter of all time? He's in the discussion. I'd put him – personally, he's my top five.
He was in our top five.
He was in our top five. I have number three. Who do you have? We did our top five fight boxers of all time on Monday.
I'm going Ali, Floyd, Sugar Ray.
I had Sugar Ray.
Hitman Hearns was one of my top fighters back, and Pernell Whitaker.
Sweet Pea.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Oh, I love Sweet Pea, man.
He got an honorable mention from me. I remember when Nassim Hamed put him down like 6-7 times and kind of
tarnished
Sweet Pea's career. Nassim Hamed, though, that dude had dynamite to be 125 pounds, man.
Whatever happened to Winky Wright?
Winky Wright, you know, he won the middleweight title, but he won it so late, and then he had a couple defenses.
Where's he been?
And he was more of a defensive fighter, so did people want to pay pay-per-view to watch Winky Wright in his defense?
I'm sorry. I'm taking Hitman out. Mike Tyson, Jesus Christ. You know, what the hell am I thinking?
I think I had Roy Jones.
I just hated the end of Mike Tyson's.
Well, I told you, he's my number one, and the reason is before the Buster Douglas fight. All right? After that, he was a different person because Gus Del Motto passed away. After that, he was a different guy.
And the Robin Givens knockout.
Well, that was after Gus, but yeah.
A knockout, he's still – the ref's still counting to this day on that one.
That's right. Yeah,
one of the most feared people on this planet, man.
Like, several rappers done use Robin Givens in rhymes.
Mike Tyson. Oh, my God. Oh,
Mike Tyson.
Shh.
Mike Tyson. But, yeah, all right, I just want to get your opinion on that. Kyrie and IT trade is complete as Boston adds a 2020 second-round pick to the Cavs. Now that trade is final, who won this trade and who will be the one seed in the East?
I still think Boston wins.
Yeah, and they finessed that 20. You know LeBron left.
Yeah.
Because they're not getting that first-round pick.
The Boston didn't have to give up a first-rounder or Tatum or Jaylen Brown. Boston wins, and they got the best player. Out of the deal.
Yeah.
And Isaiah Thomas, will he even be able to play?
He's not going to start the season. He said he'll be back, though.
January, I'm hearing? I heard January yesterday.
They don't have to rush him back, man.
You got Derrick Rose.
You got Jose Calderon. You got LeBron James, who is the quote-unquote unspoken point guard of the team.
It's the East.
It's the East. And the East is so watered down now with all the All-Stars going.
The East got worse, actually, too.
Like, LeBron could take November and December off. It doesn't matter where the Cavs end up, because trying to beat them in a seven-game series when LeBron is playing at his best is going to be really tough to do. I don't care if you added Kyrie Irving. Yeah, you added Kyrie Irving. Great score. We'll see what he does as the lead dog of this team that's expected to make some moves, make some noise.
Yeah.
I'm just happy for Kyrie because he got what he wanted. He got out of Cleveland. Way to go, Kyrie. Free Kyrie. Kyrie freed.
He left LeBron before LeBron left him.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean, Kyrie's tired of living in that shadow, man. Kyrie is a superstar player, and you're a superstar player. And one player casts such a humongous shadow, you don't want to keep staying under that.
Kobe gave him that challenge, and he accepted.
He accepted.
Kobe get everybody
like challenged. Kobe said, it's either me or Shaq. What's going to happen?
And the Lakers pick Kobe.
Cleveland said, no, we're not ready to pick you over LeBron James. Yeah. I'm sorry.
Speaking of the challenge, did you see the challenge that Kobe gave Kevin Durant?
Win 78 games?
No, he said, stay loyal.
Really?
Kevin Durant is loyal to Kevin Durant. He talking about he might if Seattle gets a franchise, he might go finish his career out there because they deserve to
Durant
see him play.
Said that?
Yeah.
Durant said what?
And then also Kevin Durant crapped all on Under Armour. He said nobody wears Under Armour basketball shoes.
I didn't get that.
Because he released the new shoe and he trying to crap on Steph Curry because he want more money for himself. KD is all about.
I'm like, you do know your teammate.
He knows. And he don't care.
What? He's been way too outspoken lately. He's been speaking up on a lot of things.
He won the Finals MVP. He can do whatever he wants to now. He's good.
It's like Cavs. Like
accomplishments complete. League MVP, Finals MVP, League champion, Olympic gold medalist. Accomplishments.
Let him
complete.
You let him talk his ish.
And he's talking.
Let him do what he wants.
Everything. I'm like, man.
Shout out, KD. You see the new sneaks he put out? The cupcake velvet red sneakers. Them things is sick.
He talks about everything. Most it's not even basketball. Not basketball related.
But the funny part about it is he releases the shoe right after Westbrook releases his shoe.
Jump man, them boys up to something. Nike loves competition within their brand.
Yeah. Both of you, not y'all, but Kevin Durant, LeBron, shut the hell up.
Yeah, that's man. My –
I'm done. Hey, you know, the thing I love about Jordan and Kobe, you don't hear. They don't need to go out here and say anything.
Durant's talking about everything.
LeBron's doing the same thing. I'm like, dude, shut up. Stop on Twitter.
Well, you hear Mike Wilbon. A lot of people are now criticizing LeBron about all that stuff.
The great players don't need to talk.
Like I said a couple weeks ago, LeBron, you lost the finals. Disappear for a while. Go somewhere. Lick your wounds. Have us wondering what you're doing. You know
don't
what I'm saying?
Don't worry about what he's doing. Yeah, people – you know, we know how great you are. Just free.
No, no, it's like just get missing. Like, damn, LeBron or LeBron somewhere. See,
Kevin Durant's
right now
doing the same thing now.
Yeah, he is. Yeah,
and
you change when you win that chip, man. It changes for you.
You guess what? You still lost two NBA finals. You want me to go point that out? You're 1-2 in the finals. Shut up.
Who?
Kevin Durant.
It's 1-1.
1-1.
Oh, what?
1-1.
He's 500. 500. He's still 500.
He got a better record than LeBron.
Right?
That's true.
I'm just saying.
Love it.
All right.
Hey, and Jim McMahon has a better Super Bowl record than Dan Marino.
But you know who's got a better record than both of them?
Who's that?
Troy
Aikman.
Woo! All right. There we go. We're going to close that segment on that. What are you shaking your head about? Come on, man.
What about the Pro Bowler Quincy Carter?
Hey, he was a Pro Bowler.
He was never a Pro Bowler.
At Georgia. You're listening to BSS Carolina.
He's not even a
Pro Bowler.
He's not even a Pro Bowler in his own home.